AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A police dash cam video could tell us what happened in the moments leading up to the shooting of a black man in South Carolina by a white police officer. AP correspondent Tony Winton reports from South Carolina that that video may be released today.
State investigators are reviewing the dash cam police video that might reveal just how the traffic stop that turned deadly began. Officer Michael Slager faces a charge of murder for shooting Walter Scott Saturday. The witness who shot the video with a cell phone tells NBC he didn't hear any warning from the officer before 8 shots were fired at Scott's back. Slager has been fired, and the mayor of North Charleston says he's ordering 150 body cameras so every uniformed officer will wear one on the street. Tony Winton, Ridgeland, South Carolina.
57 million Americans may see hail, high winds, and tornadoes today. And we're not even counting the people who could see severe weather tomorrow. Today, there are reports of tornadoes in Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, but no serious damage as far as we know. Roger Edwards is at the Storm Prediction Center. He's got a list of the areas that may see some bad weather in the next few hours.
There'll be a fairly long swath tomorrow, including the I-95 corridor, from Philly down toward the Carolinas, Augusta, where the golf tournament's being played, and then back toward New Orleans and Houston and San Antonio.
A week after an attack on a college campus killed 148 people, a top police official in Kenya has this advice for Kenyans confronted by Islamic militants. Fight back. Don't let yourself be killed like cockroaches, he says. And he's warning anyone taken prisoner in a group not to let themselves be divided along religious lines. This is AP Radio News. Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev, guilty on all counts, according to the jury, didn't do it, says a family member in Chechnya. And she's got her theory about who did. Our Jim Heintz is overseas.
Rosa Tsarnaev, a cousin of Tsarnaev's father, said that she believes the bombing was carried out by unspecified American special services, although she says she has no idea why they would do such a thing.
Next week, the jury in Boston will begin deciding whether Johar Tsarnaev will be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison. 2 deliberating jurors have been questioned by the judge in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. No clear word on what that was all about. The two were brought in this morning after the judge called Hernandez and his lawyers to a private discussion at the bench. He's accused in the shooting death of Odin Lloyd. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.